job. They're not transparent.
Congresswoman Victoria Spartz says she's striving for transparency in checkoff programs with her amendment to the Ag Appropriations Bill. The amendment states that no federal money will go to the programs. National Cattlemen's Beef Association Vice President of Government Affairs Ethan Lane says it's unnecessary because no federal money actually goes to the programs. However, Spartz says it's a move toward giving Congress the ability to regulate the programs.
They are not telling what's happening with these boards, who's serving on these boards, what they're doing, how they spend money. This is a fee that farmers are forced to pay. It's not a voluntary fee. Congress forces every farmer to pay this tax. So Congress needs to know what they're doing, and farmers need to know what they're doing. And there is no transparency.
Spartz says she has personal experience with checkoff programs, but still doesn't see where her money is going.
Now, as you know, I'm a farmer myself. I actually pay this fee. It's very interesting that Cattle Association actually wrote that I don't know what I'm talking about. No, I just sold over 50,000 bushels of wheat and paid the fees. So I understand what it is about, but I haven't seen what these organizations are doing. I know that they're paying big salaries to their boards. So I think we need to look, make sure, you know, that this organization is really serving the purpose to promote agriculture, not to promote few oligarchs and large monopolies or their interests and for people sitting on the board.
The amendment was met with opposition from industry groups, including the American Soybean Association, National Pork Producers Council, National Milk Producers Federation, NCBA, and the Indiana Beef Cattle Association, which together issued a news statement calling the amendment legally frivolous, since federal money is not used for checkoff groups. Spartz counters that it is a first step in creating congressional oversight of the organizations. Read more at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Sabrina Halverson.